Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gnanjana Sharakaya Chakshura Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shveti Gadadhar Shiva Sri Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So there are two questions. What is the meaning of such festivals for the devotees of the world? This Krishna consciousness movement is very much based on festivals. When Srila Prabhupada established the ISKCON movement, he inaugurated the Sunday feast, the Sunday love feast. And the meaning is that the devotees get together to hear and chant and remember Krishna and his pastimes and his devotees. Satatam kirtayanto mam yadantas chadridavrata namashyantas tumam bhakta nitya yukta upasate. So following Srila Prabhupada's tradition, the devotees have taken practically any possible excuse to establish countless festivals throughout the year. Now, the festival we just had was 40-year anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's visit to Moscow, and that has been a very historic event. Even though, if you look at Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, it hardly takes up 2 pages in the Lilamrita, in a 6 or 7 volume about Srila Prabhupada's life. So his Moscow visit was barely 2 pages. So from a material perspective, it may look benign, it may not look so significant. But if we see the actual result of Srila Prabhupada's visit to Moscow, we can see its historic proportions. Phalena parichyate, you can judge a thing by its result, by its fruit. So, you know, Srila Prabhupada came and he only stayed 5 days, he met a few people, and one Bhagavad Gita was left behind. The face of the earth has been changed forever. There has been a tremendous spiritual revolution in the former Soviet Union. We were just eyewitness to the recollections of Shyamasundar Prabhu, who was here personally with Srila Prabhupada, and he told many wonderful stories about what transpired, how it all went on. And so many other devotees who were part of the first and second wave of Krishna consciousness in the former Soviet Union. So the meaning of such festivals is to get together and to remember Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Because Krishna and his devotees are not separate. We cannot separate the two. Never we see a picture with Krishna alone. There's always Krishna and the cow, Krishna and the peacock, Krishna and the gopas or the gopis. So, we never separate Krishna from his devotees. Therefore, to remember the devotees and what they have done for spreading Krishna's glories is remembering Krishna. So we had 8 days of remembrances of Srila Prabhupada and of the efforts of the early devotees who were sacrificing tremendously under the risk of their own lives, and many of them gave their lives, and everybody gave blood, sweat and tears to establish Krishna consciousness in the former Soviet Union. These sacrifices are tremendous, and we should remember them not just in a spirit of historic recollection, but we should remember them. What is the meaning, what is the significance for each and every one of us? What can I learn from this? In which small way can I also render a contribution to Srila Prabhupada and to his mission, to his legacy? What can I do to make Srila Prabhupada happy? And to see that his desire of spreading Krishna consciousness all throughout the world, as it was the desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Lord Chaitanya, the prediction of the previous acharyas comes true. So, that is the meaning, the internal mood, the lessons, some of the lessons which we can learn from this festival. It is not just a gathering of people for a historic event as a reunion type, a recollection of stories, but it is meant to reinforce our dedication, our appreciation, and our gratitude towards Srila Prabhupada, to come closer together as a unified ISKCON society and to see what we can do to establish this mission and to further its purpose very solidly in wherever we live or wherever we go. because this ISKCON movement was meant to re-spiritualize the entire human society. There's 7 billion people on the planet, and a good part of them speak Russian. So it is a great duty for all of us and for all of the readers of this magazine to try to understand what was Srila Prabhupada's purpose, what was his meaning in coming to the West at such an advanced age. And in order to understand that and understand the meaning of these festivals, we have to read Srila Prabhupada's books, because in his books he has left a legacy. He has left all his instructions, all his teachings, and all his desires and good wishes. They're imbibed in these divine literatures. So by reading and studying Srila Prabhupada's books on a daily basis, alone and in the association of devotees, we can further our understanding, deepen our understanding of the Krishna conscious philosophy and purpose. So for me personally, this festival has been a great inspiration. And there are many devotees who I thought I knew, but when I heard them speak their recollections, I saw that we have many pure devotees walking amongst us. Tremendous realization, unlimited dedication, and it has been very inspiring for me to introspect and see in my own heart, what is my motivation? What can I do in order to contribute to this wonderful mission? Which brings us to point number 2, what helps you personally to maintain and reinforce the spirit of Sankirtan. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnang Sangopanga Shabarshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayaya Jantihi Sumedasaha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared as the Namo Mahavadanyaya avatar, the most merciful and magnanimous incarnation of Lord Krishna, in order to spread the Sankirtan, the holy name, all throughout the lands of Bharatavarsha. When Srila Prabhupada was asked, why didn't he go abroad the entire planet Earth? He said, because he left this task for me to do. So Srila Prabhupada has taken up this task, and he has practically visited every continent, every major country, to distribute the holy name of the Lord. And personally, what helps me maintain and reinforce my spirit of Sankirtan is to study Srila Prabhupada's life. If I study his life, his example, his teachings, I see how much he struggled, how much he pushed forward this mission, how much he persevered against all odds and fought with all adversary situations, even though it looked very unsuccessful initially when he was in Jhansi, later on even in New York. For over a year he struggled tirelessly and seemingly without any success, without any help. But because he was convinced of the sublime message of Mahaprabhu and of the instruction of his spiritual master, he pushed on. And Krishna sent him all success and he sent him all the help. So Srila Prabhupada's life and his books is the greatest inspiration to maintain my spirit of Sankirtan. Also by seeing so many other devotees who are doing whatever they can to contribute time, energy, efforts, money to this Sankirtan mission, I personally myself become very indebted when I see how the congregation is taking up this Sankirtan mission. Formerly, in the 80s and 90s, we used to have many devotees living in temples, brahmacharis and single ladies who would go out and distribute hundreds and thousands of books. Now, the forces have shifted, and we find that very few people live in our temples. And majority of our devotees live in the congregation. So it is the duty of each and every one of us to find out ways and means how to empower the congregation so that they can also take up vital roles in this Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by going out on Harinam, chanting the holy name in the streets, by holding programs in their homes, public programs, by cooking and distributing prasadam on whatever scale is possible to them, and by taking up these literatures and spreading them all around. Because these books are the law books for the next 10,000 years, so It is imperative that we all have those books in our own homes. When we make surveys in our classes and seminars, we see that less than 10% of our own members own a full set of Prabhupada's books. And less than 10% of our own members have read all of Srila Prabhupada's books. Now that is quite alarming, because law books, they're meant to be studied, they're meant to be imbibed and internalized. So charity starts at home. Let us first be charitable to ourselves by getting a full set of Prabhupada's books. This is the best investment we can make in our own lives. Before we go out and we buy ourselves a second car, a third mobile phone, or we plan a big vacation, let's all get a full set of Prabhupada's books. And then let's make a plan how we can read these books. If you read Prabhupada's books 2 hours every day, within 2 years you have read all the books. If you can only manage 1 hour, it will take you 4 years. But what's 4 years? Srila Prabhupada has sacrificed his sleep. He has put the best of what he has got to offer in these books. So we should not bypass, we should not neglect this very most valuable contribution to mankind. So personally, I'm inspired, and my spirit for preaching in Sankirtan gets reinforced by the daily reading of Srila Prabhupada's books. I try to read every day, at least for an hour, and also one chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Try to make an experiment. Read one chapter of Bhagavad Gita a day, and in the matter of a little more than a month, you will read the Gita twice. You may not have time for all the purports, but you can read the Sanskrit and the translation, or just the translations. And you will see, after a very short time, after going through the Gita a couple of times, one will gain such great determination and inspiration and vigor from chanting out loud Lord Krishna's words, how he spoke them to Arjuna. Then also, when I see the many devotees who are coming to this movement, people of all walks of life, people from all backgrounds and all different levels of society, and practically all of them have come directly from the books or from devotees who got books. So books are the basis. Everything is based on the books. In any house, the foundation is the most vital part. You can live without windows, you can live without even a roof, but you can't live without a foundation. Otherwise, the whole building will be coming crumbling down. So in our own Krishna consciousness, we have to make sure that our foundation is strong. So, personally speaking, I'm very enthused to see the positive response of the public. In former times, when I started distributing in the early 80s, there was a lot of resistance, sometimes a lot of skepticism or ignorance on the part of the public. But nowadays, 2011, because of almost 500 million transcendental books, pieces of literature being distributed, most of the topics which are described in our books have become very popular. Yoga, meditation, karma, reincarnation, vegetarianism, spiritual life are practically mainstream topics, and most of the people have heard about them, and many of them are interested in such kind of topics. So we can actually go out and speak very openly and directly about these topics, and people will be attracted to them. It all depends on our convictions, on our taste. So the more we practice Krishna consciousness and we fill our own hearts, we fill our own cup with the nectar of Krishna consciousness, whatever overflows, distribute that, then the more attractive it will be to other people to also take part in this Sankirtan. Now, some people can only accept a smile, some people will accept an invitation or a piece of prasadam, some people will accept a book. It is not up to us. It is entirely up to the individual, because devotional service is individual, spontaneous and voluntary. Maintaining my Sankirtan and spirit also happens by associating with other devotees who are fired up, who are inspired to engaging in this Sankirtan mission. So, and these devotees are available in every temple, in every community, in every yatra. There is many individuals who are shining examples of Sankirtan spirit. So, to find them and to connect with them is not a very difficult task. All it takes is a little bit of open-mindedness, that we're a little inquisitive. And we go up to other devotees and we say, why are you so happy? Why are you so blissful? What can I do to also come into this state of consciousness? Of course, it requires that we introspect and that we overcome our own false ego, our own arrogance, and our own internal enemies. But that is the process of Krishna consciousness. Sharing means caring. So if you have this spirit of Sankirtan, share it with others. If you wish and desire to get that spirit of Sankirtan, find out other devotees who have it. They will very eagerly share it with you. There are also many classes and courses and seminars available online. If you go on iskondesiretree.com, there's a whole section about book distribution with many speakers, with many topics. So we have to take advantage of the transcendental sound vibration, because this world does not work by mechanics. This world works by mantra. Just like when you hear the child screaming or you hear the policeman saying stop, it is all by sound vibration. We wake up by sound vibration in the morning and we get inspired by the Maha Mantra. We interact through sound vibration. Actually, everything is based on sound vibration. So, knowing this, we become very much aware and very much conscious on what do I speak, and what kind of quality of sound vibration, what's the quality of my speaking, and what's the quality of my listening? What sound vibration do I emanate, and what sound vibration do I receive? So, in this way, we set ourselves to a frequency of KRSNA 108, the Krishna frequency, by tuning into that channel of... And what is that channel? That channel is the channel of Mahaprabhu, of his Sankirtan movement. Now, sometimes devotees say, I'm not a Sankirtan devotee. Then I ask them, what kind of a devotee are you? Are you a kitchen devotee, or a puja devotee, or a manager devotee? But everybody who is in this movement is a Sankirtan devotee, because this is the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is the Yuga Dharma. This is the process for this age. And the more we are connecting ourselves with the Sankirtan process through Harinam, through books, through prasadam distribution, the more we'll be enlivened, inspired, and blissful in our own practice of Krishna consciousness. So thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak to you. There is also a website called distributebooks.com if you want to learn about different methods of book distribution, especially how the congregation can distribute books by holding a monthly Sankirtan festival. Once a month, all the congregation goes out by distributing books with tables, by going door to door. If you go on the website distributebooks.com, and also 7thgoswami.com, number 7, thgoswami.com, you will find ample information. Also on YouTube, there is many videos. If you type in book distribution or Srila Prabhupada's books, then you will find many manuals and videos to inspire you. But the best way is still, you find yourself a devotee who is blissfully engaged in the Sankirtan mission, and you ask that person, please teach me, please show me how it works. Now, devotees are humble. They will not be boastful. They will not say, yes, I know, and you can get it from me. But maybe they will allow you to just go with them and to observe and watch. So take the time, take a few hours off, and go with another devotee, carry their books, their book bag, and help them. And in this way, you can witness miracles. We can be eyewitness to so many change of hearts, how people are experiencing this lava matra, this real moment of truth, where they experience sadhu sangha for the first time in their lives, and they have that wonderful smile on their face, because for the first time in countless ages, they are turning towards Krishna. They're turning back towards Krishna, and they're appreciating Krishna's beauty. So that miracle, we can be an eyewitness to that miracle. And that will very much reinforce our dedication and our Sankirtan spirit. Thank you for taking your time to read this article, and please take the opportunity, take some books and carry them with you, show them to people, because if you don't have books, you can't distribute them. And the more you show, the more you distribute. But it is all based on hearing and chanting. Purity comes from the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And from the studying of Srila Prabhupada's books. And then we can make a wonderful, loving and unified society where the principles of these books are practiced and where everybody helps each other to advance forward towards that very unique goal of attaining the shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. Thank you very much. All good, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.